When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
It's time for the Draft Dudes Podcast.
What's better than this?
Your hosts, the Draft Dudes themselves and co-founders of the Draft Network, Kyle Krabs and Joe Marino.
Guys being dudes
on the Draft Dudes Podcast. And it starts now.
What is better than this? It's guys being dudes here on the Draft Dudes Podcast. Kyle Krabs, Chris Schubert, no Joe Marino. Joe on his way to Buffalo Bills training camp this week. So everybody listening, welcome to Draft Dudes. Today is Monday, August 8th, 2022. And Chris Schubert and I are going to have you covered for TDN's latest mock draft, courtesy of the Damian Parson. Full-time Dame, Bucket Hat Dame. He's collected a number of nicknames from us here at TDN along the way, and we're going to tear his mock draft 1.0 to shreds. Christopher, happy mock draft Monday day to you. No shticks here as far as I'm concerned, unless you got a good one.
No shticks here. Happy mock draft Monday to you, and this is a fun one, right? Last week was kind of our intro to bringing mock draft Monday back. You
shame
had the first one
directly
with version 1.0. But the,
threw me
the
right under the bus.
No, but the real intent behind the Mock Draft Monday series is for us to react to other people's mocks inside of the TDN family, inside the TDN umbrella. And that's what we're going to do today, because Damian had his version 1.0. But before we get into that, got to tell you about our friends over at BetOnline, the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball. Maybe perhaps you wanted to bet on the Mets this weekend when they took on the Braves for five straight games. If you bet on the Mets, you did pretty well because they
made
won
some money for
those five games. Yeah. And now they have a 6.5 game lead in the National League East. No, Kyle, still not concerned about the Braves. The NFL, the NBA, the NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head on over to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. You can use our promo code BELEAV50, that's BLEAV50, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline.
BetOnline's where the game starts.
Game starts.
Hey, Chris, by the way, happy sneak some zucchini into your neighbor's porch day today.
I would go as far to say that you made that up, but I know you and I saw your eyes dash to a screen, so you didn't make that up.
Did not make that up. Sneak some zucchini into your neighbor's porch day today.
I guess out in the Midwest where there's a lot of farms, these are what people do to entertain themselves, I guess.
Okay. Anyway, so I have for the sake of content, I do want to make a disclaimer for this this podcast. And I did not tell you this beforehand, but we're in the weeds now and we are recording, so there's no going back.
Okay, love it.
I have not read the mock yet.
What, love this. I absolutely love that this is how we're going to do this.
So everything is pure organic for me.
It's fantastic. Because can I share a secret with you?
You haven't read it either?
I've only seen the first two picks.
Okay. Yeah, I see pick one, pick two, and the team who picks three, of course, this is courtesy of the Super Bowl odds, so it will be the Chicago Bears just like it was last time. But I do not know who they picked.
Sure. So let's start here, right? And I think you're going to see a theme here until football games get played and potentially the narrative around this change. Will Anderson's going one. Jalen Carter's going to. Like, that's how this is going to go for a little bit. This is the track we're going to be on for a short period of time until games get played, until things change.
Probably. Could I see like Joe saying, well, the Texans, if they pick one overall, then their season couldn't go the way they wanted to, and then Davis Mills isn't the guy. Yeah. Would I endorse picking a quarterback, any of these quarterbacks, over Will Anderson? Probably not right now, based on what we know. But like, could you not see Joe throwing that curveball? And like, we're gonna have Brentley and Keith at Dumox as well, so maybe, but it should stay this way with Will Anderson at one and Jalen Carter at two.
I would like to talk about number three, because I'd like to ask you a question, and this is sort of a comparison point.
There it is.
The Bears in Damian's mock take Paris Johnson Jr. In your mock, you had them take Peter Skoronski. Yes. So there is a conversation here of, okay, two different people have identified a similar need for the Bears, and I don't think it would be a shock to anybody to say, hey, they need help protecting Justin Fields.
Right.
But there's a difference in the player selected here, so I'd be intrigued to hear your thoughts, because you did this last week, and you put a different lineman here, and both were available.
Yes. So Skoronski was purely a need pick for me, and the way I justified it was twofold. I think Paris Johnson has a higher ceiling based on his physical traits, but Skoronski's actually played left tackle, and like, having tackle tape is important, and we're only going to get a chance to see that for Johnson this year. He was playing inside at Ohio State last year, and Skoronski is maybe not as long, maybe not as dynamic, but I took the guy who I knew what I was getting, because the last thing the Bears can afford to do is draft an offensive tackle at number three and it be a developmental project type player, and it doesn't come together because he only played 1 year of tackle in college. Like, I couldn't justify it. Now, I see where Dame's coming from to say, hey, if you're looking at the profile of offensive tackles that usually go in this stratosphere, they usually look more like Paris Johnson than they do Peter Skoronski.
A team that already had a need at the position, and then you have the situation with, we don't know if Tevin Jenkins is going to play for the Bears long term. And I see your reaction, so I'm going to phrase it this way. Four quarterbacks go inside the top 10.
I only got the five.
Well, I'm going to read all four of them, and then we can react to all of them in bunches. The Panthers at four taking C.J. Stroud. The Giants at five taking Anthony Richardson, quarterback out of Florida. At seven, the Lions take Bryce Young and Will Levis, quarterback from Kentucky, falls all the way to number eight, where the Seattle Seahawks take him. So those are the four quarterbacks that go inside the top 10. I'm scrolling through very quickly to see if there are any. And is Kyle, are you typing up a note to Damian as we're doing the show? Is that what you're just doing right there? It sounds like
no, but I do want to make sure the statistic that I'm going to bring up right now is going to be accurate, because I don't want the "well, actually" that's going to come along the ways. But this man. Put Anthony Richardson with 66 career pass attempts and a 59% completion at number five overall. He actually did it.
He did.
Seven touchdowns to six interceptions in his career.
Now, he does admit that this is purely a physical abilities projection, right? That this.
So he's done this twice now, because he did it with Paris Johnson too.
Okay, so we have two of these inside.
Dave's betting on traits.
And I think it's important to note that these are the only four quarterbacks, the four that I read, that are taken. So there's no guy sneaking into the back round. I know you snuck in Tanner McKee, right? The Stanford quarterback.
I did. But that came in the 20s to Seattle with their second first-round pick when I did it.
No other quarterback sneaks into the first round other than the four that we mentioned. So four in the top eight, and then that's it for Dame in version 1.0.
And maybe I have PTSD. But... I remember last year, this time last year, another Florida quarterback, Emory Jones, was a buzzy name, toolsy, mobile, big arm, forks up. That's right, Chris. But Emory Jones had 86 career pass attempts and then flopped massively for Florida this year, to the point where he did transfer and is now a member of the Arizona State Sun Devils program. And all of the wind is out of the sails of that draft profile. So, it's just for me, I conceptually can't get behind 66 pass attempts, top five, especially with some of the other guys that are out here on the market. So Dame, out of left field, man, he got me good because I saw CJ Stroud at Florida Carolina. I said, okay, like, yeah, you could see Carolina going for the flashiest, splashiest, sexy name that's out there, even if it might or might not be the right pick. And then the Giants at five, Anthony Richardson.
So the Jets pick at 10 and they take Trenton Simpson. Ooh. I would like to send a message to my friend Dame and ask him to change the pick, because I'm going to read a tweet to you that just happened at training camp today that what I would like to change the selection here.
From the Jets?
From the Jets.
From Rich Jets camp?
On the second play of practice, this happened 2 minutes ago. On the second play of practice, Mekhi Becton suffers apparent injury to the surgically repaired right knee and limps off to the locker room. He's limping badly. So I'd like to just make a change and select the right tackle with this pick, if that could be allowed.
Oh, so here's the challenge. The next offensive tackle, and I'm scrolling quickly because I don't want to digest too much of like the actual picks. Skowronski at 21 to Dallas. And that's it for the first round. You're picking a 10. So this, there were a couple spots when I did my mock two, where you kind of hit the bump in the road that says, man, I don't know that I necessarily like any of these value picks for the range that they're going in. And it will declare itself, because we said this last year too, in certain stretches of the first round. And we felt like it evened itself out, and you felt pretty good about the value that you got all the way through the first round. But there was probably three separate spots for me when I did mine. And this was kind of the start of that first one that says, hey, unless you're going to just explicitly draft for need, you're having a hard time selling yourself on some picks. And Trenton Simpson, linebacker Clemson, dynamic football player. See some parallels in his usage to what Micah Parsons was for Dallas and at Penn State. You obviously like that, but betting on him being that version of the player, and I see Micah is a name that Damian invoked here in talking about this pick at 10, is I don't know how often you want to bet on living in that world where you're getting that kind of production from a player, because that's what makes Micah special, is the fact that it is rare for a player like that to come in and have that kind of impact. But I see the vision that he has, and it's not a bad player, but the Mekhi news is tough. Is that Max Mitchell or is that Chuma Edoma?
Well, that's going to be the fun part. They also had their green and white scrimmage over the weekend, and Dwayne Brown was in attendance. They brought him in to talk with him. And he was seen having conversations on the sideline with Saleh, with Douglas, and with Woody Johnson. And so there were jokes on Saturday of, you can't let him leave the building because they need the depth. Well, you better get him back on the phone. And
now you need the starter.
Yeah, now he's going to probably be your starter. And I wonder if Max Mitchell starts to get some more team reps. You know, something to just keep an eye on here.
Quick round of applause for the Jets for the last play from the green and white scrimmage, which was very cool. Very, very cool. I don't know if everybody saw that. Chris, do you remember the young person involved in anything of their story? I know I had seen it and then traveled and my brain melted. So I don't want to get that wrong, because it's very cool, very poignant moment with the Jets.
Yes. So they had a kid. His name was AJ that they brought out for the last play of the game. And this is a kid that is suffering from cerebral palsy. And so they brought him out on the field for the last play. He got the score touchdown. The team surrounded him, did the whole celebration. So it was a very cool and touching moment to end the green and white scrimmage, which was very successful. The crowd had a great time. It was a lot of fun. It was a cool environment. And then to top it off with, and Saleh, I got to give Coach Saleh credit. He does this stuff a lot, like all the time. He tries to do stuff like this and really interact with the community the best he can. And so this is just another example of that. Can we talk about the wide receivers? I have all the wide receivers that are selected, and I'd love to get your thoughts on the group as a whole when I tell you where they're going.
Starting at 13, correct?
I'd like to
starting at six.
That's where I'd like to start.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because Kayshon Boutte goes six to the Jags. We have Jaxon Smith-Njigba, 13 to the Patriots. We have Jordan Addison, 16 to the Titans. We have, I'm scrolling very quickly here, my apologies, Quentin Johnson, 25 to the Baltimore Ravens.
I like
that. And then the last one, you have Jermaine Burton to the Buffalo Bills at 31.
Oh. Burton's an interesting.
two other pass catchers make it in, but they don't play wide receiver.
Is that a tease? Is that what they in the biz call a tease?
It's what they call a tease. Yeah.
So I know the appeal for both Damian and Keith are super high on Kayshon, and they've talked about his explosiveness and potential versus production versus the environment that he actually plays in. And so I get why he's projected at that stratosphere. Smith and Jigba as a Patriots addition, you'd certainly like the route running and the separation, especially when you pair what they brought in this offseason for a traditional possession receiver and a traditional vertical Z receiver in the draft. So you're kind of reworking the whole receivers group, and I can see the vision that's there. Tennessee needs another name. I think Addison might be my favorite to be wide receiver one, but that's neither here nor there. Johnson is a fit in Baltimore. I really like. He's a home run hitter on the outside, big, long, vertical speed, long strider. He's going to run routes that Lamar thrives at as far as the deep stuff down the field. And then Burton's the interesting one because you've got Khalil Shakir. We're all making a big prognosis for Gabe Davis as wide receiver two. And Isaiah McKenzie is apparently like the bee's knees this year in camp. So I think that's an interesting pick, but I do think Buffalo, with how much they throw the football, you'd be wise to have a lot of depth there at that pick. So
experience TV, music, podcasts, and games like never before with the Sonos Ray. The new compact, easy-to-use soundbar puts you at the center of all your entertainment with clear, crisp dialogue and perfectly balanced bass. Just plug in the power cable, connect to your TV, and get set up in the Sonos app within minutes. Before you know it, you have blockbuster sound and streamlined control of content from all of your favorite services. Visit Sonos.com to shop Ray now. Now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Listen, anytime you're sick, you take medicine. You take care of yourself. When your car is having trouble or needs an oil change, you go, you take care of it, you get it fixed, because you want to keep those things in your life healthy. You want to keep those things right. Well, how well would you take care of your car if you had to keep the same one from your entire life? That's how your brains work, so we need to treat them the same way. There are plenty of ways to support a healthy brain, like learning a new language or taking power naps, but there's also BetterHelp online therapy. BetterHelp is online therapy with video, phone, and even live chat-only therapy sessions, so you don't even have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. And our listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/draftdudes. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/draftdudes. Kyle, can I share something with you that it might just be only a me thing, but it happens every time I see this person's name in a mock draft for 2023?
Sure.
So at 23, Henry To'oto'o is going to the Seattle Seahawks. Every time I see his name, I'm like, Henry To'oto'o is back at school? Because he was in so many mock drafts in 2022 that when he ultimately decided to go back to school, and then we're like, okay, we'll just, you know, we'll talk about it next year. There's just a link missing in my brain to be able to put two and two together, and I just forget every time.
I'll tell you, To'oto'o is a good player too. I just cross-checked him at the end of last week, and very instinctual football player. He's not overly big, so he's not quite like Noah Sewell for being super physical. He's not as twitched up and versatile as Trenton Simpson, but like as a well-rounded, do-it-all, second-level stack linebacker, To'oto'o's, it's a good fit, and I really like that pairing with Seattle at 23, courtesy of the pick from the Denver Broncos to go with Jordan Brooks, and suddenly you got a couple of backers that can really make an impact in space and in the passing game, as well as fitting the run and being pressure players. And I think that's one of the general themes. Interestingly enough, we did the NFL roster assessments over the course of this summer, where we had our scouts go through all the NFL rosters and kind of grade and gauge the caliber of players. And one of the consistent themes for like the defenses that you would typically associate with being at the top of the list for best defenses, it's having quality players at that undervalued position at linebacker. So if you're going to tell me Seattle's going to come out of here with To'oto'o and Jordan Brooks, you really like that as an infrastructure because it allows you, again, to stay multiple within your more of your base and nickel personnel to be able to fit the run and simultaneously play the pass and not have liabilities on the field. So I like that pick for Seattle a lot.
I think everybody assumes and knows that Michael Mayer is going to be tight end one more than likely and is going to be in the first round. What if I told you there were two tight ends in this mock draft from our guy, Damian Parsons? What
would
you,
Dame Wild, say to that guy? I like the pick and I like the player. I don't know that it, maybe it's a little rich, but that's what this time of year is for, is getting a little wild and putting some flags in the ground. And he did that because he put South Dakota State tight end Tucker Kraft to the Chargers at 28 overall. And listen, the last time South Dakota State tight end got drafted early on, it worked out pretty well, right? And Kraft isn't quite as dynamic as Goedert. Dallas Goedert with Philadelphia is, of course, the other tight end that I'm referring to. But he's a very productive player and got very good ball skills. So if Kraft is able to piece together a big jump this year, I don't think top 50 is out of the realm of possibility for him. So I know that's a name people will see and say, hey, wait, what? Right? You kind of have the triple take. And yes, you read that right, South Dakota State. Not even North Dakota State, avid NFL pipeline. Not even North Dakota State, South Dakota State. Tight end U, perhaps. Who knows?
What I find so much fun about this process is how fresh it is at this point of the year, because we're going based off of the tape from last year and the tape from these players in their short careers entering into the season, and we don't have new tape that is going to change this yet. And so it's very fresh. It's still very raw. It's a fluid changing process. And so to see where, I think the fun part for me, not being a member of the scouting team, is to see where all of you are going to check in here before games get played. Like, that's the fun part, is to see where, okay, this person's high on this player, this person's a little higher on, like, that part of it is really fun to me. And so to be able to have the comparison now between yours and Damien's, I think is really fun.
Yeah, I agree. It's hard. The first time you sit down and carve it out, it's pretty tough because it's, you don't have a lot of norms to tie it to. You're kind of asking yourself these exploratory questions with all the teams together. And then once you do the first one and you kind of, or you're able to identify like what the short list was, and then like the draft, the mock at one point starts to write itself because players at other positions that a team would need are eliminated because they get drafted elsewhere. And at some point you just get like these BPAs that it's too good of a deal to pass up. And that process for me, I think, looked a little different than Dame based on just where Dame has some guys going, like Paris Johnson and Anthony Richardson, who we talked about already. And then Christian Gonzalez, who went 15 to the Arizona Cardinals, as another high ceiling pick. Gervin Dexter to the Raiders. You know, that's actually a pairing if I remember correctly, had for myself as well. But that is still more of a bet on traits type projection. Tucker Kraft, Bijan Robinson to the Dolphins at 22. Surprise, the Dolphins still have a first round pick. I feel like a bunch of trolls on social forgot that because they were going off last week when the news dropped on Tuesday. But
are you ready for this? Are you ready for this statement? I don't know if you've ever thought of this. You are the only person at TDN
who will write a 32
pick mock draft for 2020.
I'm glad I could jump on the grenade and do the long one this year, everybody. You're welcome.
Yeah. So there's that. And then the other thing that I would love to get your thoughts on, right? And tell me if you disagree here, but this is the most projection that this process is ever going to be, because it's a double-edged projection. It's your projection on the players, because we have not seen them play what would be their final year before making the jump. But it's also a massive projection on the teams, because you don't know what players could potentially develop between now and draft time because they haven't played either. Like, this is the furthest out that you are from knowing what a team needs and what the player could potentially be.
Right. This is the fun one when it's all said and done. This is the fun one to go back and measure yourself to and say, what positions did I get right for the teams? And even not just in the first round, right? Like, look at the top 100 picks. Did the position that I give X team in round one, was that a position that they ultimately ended up drafting in the first three rounds of the draft? And if it is, then you got a nose and a feel for their juncture at that individual position, because of course you can't account for free agency. You can't account for player trades and all that jazz. But I like to look at it through that scope. And then, yeah, you like to go back and count and say, okay, how many guys did I put in actually went in the first round? Is it over half? How many of them went back to school? So it's like guys that actually went in the first round minus guys who went back to school. And like, for me, I'm hoping for that number to be single digits.
Right.
I think that's in my mind this early in the process, to stay true to exactly what you're saying about how much forecasting there is on both sides of this. If you got a mock where you had less than 10 players who were in the draft pool that ultimately did not go in the first round, and teams picked all the positions, as many of the positions as possible in the first three rounds, you had yourself a great mock. Now, I'm probably going to have to now talk myself into going back and looking at last year's and doing that for me. But if my memory serves me correctly,
you know what?
It was nine. I think I had nine players last year after players who went back to school that did not go in the first round.
Let me see if I can find it. This is going to be tough, but I'm searching something very, very specifically because I'm trying to find like exactly the byline of it. And if I look it up, what do I
can tell you, I found, no, never mind.
I keep finding this year's version.
Good, good. It means we're indexing well.
Yeah, that's the only version I can find. I can't find that.
Excellent. Yeah, no. We'll have to come back. We'll have to come back. But
also a theme that is emerging very, very quickly. Corners and wide receivers. Corners and wide receivers. The theme so far.
Yeah, it's a those are good groups. And I think there's a lot of talent in a lot of different spots this year. Maybe not necessarily where you would hope, like offensive tackle, it's wide open right now. Quarterback, I think it's more open than people generally give it credit for being. I think people just associate the star power of big programs and say, oh yeah, we're good at quarterback. Well, I don't know that we're necessarily there yet. But there are some position groups where I think you are just loaded with talent this year. Now, some of them are not your traditionals, and I think that's what's going to make it fun to see how the scales kind of balance themselves out as we go from here. But courtesy of Damian Parson, we have another Monday in the books here at Draft Dudes. Kyle Krabs, Chris Schubert. Chris, any parting thoughts?
Yes, I got to tease the next couple of days of content. We're doing a very big project here on Draft Dudes. You guys, the TDN scouting department, released for public consumption the TDN 100 watch list, because the TDN 100 is coming out later this month, and you put together tiers of players and buckets of players that could potentially make up the TDN 100. So we're going in depth on the show the next 2 days. So tomorrow, there are four tiers in total. So tomorrow on the show, Joe's back. Tiers 4 and 3 will be discussed, breaking down in depth, talking about specific players that maybe stood out to the guys who they're potentially going to make a case for, guys they like, all that kind of stuff. And then on Wednesday, we're going to have tiers 2 and tiers 1. Those two buckets are going to be discussed. So big week on the show, because that is going to be a fun project to let everybody into the process of how the TDN 100, the first one, gets put together.
Plan accordingly. Everybody, we hope to see you there. Kyle Krabs, Chris Schubert, signing off for Draft Dudes. Thanks to our friends at BetOnline for their continued support of the podcast. We hope you have a great Monday, and we will talk with you all again tomorrow.
Thanks for being here for another episode of the Draft Dudes podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. While you are at it, help the dudes out by leaving a rating and review. Want more? Head over to www.thedraftnetwork.com or follow us at The Draft Network on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout.
world's best converting checkout.
Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.